Red Eye.
Erratic Asthmatic.
Asthmatic.
A podcast with Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic.
And we're back, everybody, on the podcast of Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic. I'm your host, Red Eye, and I'm here with my co-host,
Erratic Asthmatic, once again, here on the podcast. Welcome, everyone. Hope we're all having a good day.
Hopefully.
Or a good week, or a good month. Whatever period of time. As long as it's good.
Some people have a good year.
A good year.
A good decade.
Yeah. Good decade, a good century. Good millennium.
Good lifetime.
Good lifetime. Who has one of those?
I don't know.
The whole life, just straight good.
Every day, all day.
Waking up, hey, this is great. Man, if only.
If only.
We'll be back once again, talking about random bullshit.
Yeah.
When I say talking about random bullshit, mainly meaning we're gonna do a game of trivia again. Try to see what it is that we know, what it is that we don't know. Hopefully this time we'll have a little bit more of a challenge. Last couple times we did this, they've been pretty easy questions. So I've tried to get a little bit more generalized knowledge, more unique topics, I suppose.
Right.
But yeah, this is what we're going to do. And of course, let us know what questions you knew the answers to. What questions you looked at us and you're just like, how do you not know that? Fucking idiots. But yeah, then we'll see. We'll see what it is what it is we answer correctly and what it is we need to brush up our knowledge on.
Probably a lot for me.
Probably a lot. Yeah, me too. Yeah. So, that being said, you ready to get into it?
Sure.
Ready as I'll ever be, anyway.
Okay.
So, that said, first question is, how many rings are on the Olympic flag?
Five.
It's five, right? Okay. I thought, for a second, I was like, it's either four or five. I don't remember. But, but yeah, you say five, all right. I'm going with five, too. And it is indeed five. Next question. Carl and the Passions changed their band name to...
Carl and the Passions? I never heard of that.
Carl and the Passions. I've never heard of this either. I don't know. I have no idea. Carl and the Passions.
Carl and the Passions changed their name.
Mm-hmm. They were a band and they changed their name to something.
The Passions. So I think the closest I'm thinking is the Temptations.
The Temptations?
Yeah.
I sincerely have no fucking clue.
But I have no idea either. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't even want to give an answer because I just don't know. I simply don't know. It could literally be anything. The answer is the Beach Boys.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. I didn't know the Beach Boys had a name before the Beach Boys.
Carl and the Passions. What?
Carl and the Passions. Change your name to the Beach Boys. They're more passionate about beach.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that being said, next question. Vermilion is a shade of what color?
Vermilion.
Yeah, I think it's green.
I think it's purple or blue?
Purple. No, it's not purple. I think it's green or red. These are very opposite colors, but.
Yeah. We're all seeing different things.
Yeah. All right, you got blue or purple. I got green or red. Oof. What is it? It's red. Really? I was leaning more towards green. Mm-hmm. Like vermilion. This sounds green.
Because of vermin.
Okay. Vermin. Vermilion.
Vermin.
Millions of vermin.
Yeah.
All right. What color is Spock's blood?
Spock
from Star Trek? Yeah. I didn't know he had different color. Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't know he had different colored blood over here. Watch it just be red. It's just a random question.
Just a red. Normal red.
No, I'm gonna go with blue. I don't know what color Spock bleeds.
Me neither. I was gonna go with green.
Green? Okay. Yeah. Blue and green. What color is Spock's blood? It's green. Hey, look at that.
Typical alien color.
Typical alien blood color. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's a good guess. All right. Where in the body is your patella? I know this one.
Patella?
Yeah. You got a patella somewhere.
Yeah. Why don't you tell me where it is?
Tell you where it is. All right. Well, you got two of them. That narrow it down. All right. The patella is the kneecap.
The kneecap,
yeah.
Yeah. Familiar.
So it's in your knee. Patella's in your knee.
Yeah.
All right. Who was the first man in space?
Wasn't it Neil Armstrong? No, that's
not. That was the first man on the moon.
Moon.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's for the Y.
First man in space in general?
Yeah, just first man in space. That's the question anyway.
So he was like, what? Soviet?
I think so.
So he was like, Yuri Nashnikov. I don't know.
It could be, yeah. Yuri. I was thinking Yuri, but I don't know the last name at all. All right, who is the first man in space? Yuri Gagarin. Gagarin? I don't know how to pronounce this dude's last name. Gagarin. But it is Yuri. It was Yuri.
It was Yuri, right. Yeah.
All right. Okay. This one's. Who betrayed Jesus to the Romans?
What's his name?
Yeah, that was what's his name.
Yeah, but it was what's his name. Yeah, it's the guy. It's the guy.
That one guy. You know who you are.
The traitor.
The traitor. Yeah, Judas, right?
Yeah.
Right. Let's see. Yeah, it was Judas. Cool.
I always mix them up. Imagine Judas is Jesus.
Yeah.
And Brutus is Caesar.
And Brutus is Caesar. Let me get a Brutus salad over here.
Yeah. Oh, you traitor.
How dare. Can't be having these lavish dishes.
Maybe there's probably like a niche for it. It's like all the villains, like the real villains in the world.
Yeah.
Like you just have like...
You've got a fan club or something.
Yeah, you got the pizza named after, I don't know, somebody. And you got
Brutus salads.
You got Brutus salads, yeah. You got the...
That's hilarious.
You got the style of mashed potatoes, I don't know.
Like mashed potatoes, yeah. The stashed potatoes.
The stashed potatoes.
Because he had a mustache too.
Yeah.
So it works in like three different ways.
Yeah. If you want the full menu.
The full menu. You mustache us.
Yeah.
All right. Another question is, which mammal lays eggs? All right,
which
I know this
mammal?
One too. Yeah. There's a mammal that lays eggs.
That's like a bird looking thing, right?
Kinda, I suppose. It has a bird-like aspect to it.
Yeah. Forgot the name.
Dr. Doofenshmirtz all over this one.
Yeah?
Dr. Doofenshmirtz all over this one.
Yeah. Fuck. What was the name?
The name of the animal.
Yeah.
Is the platypus.
The platypus, yeah. I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because I just see it in my head, like the long ass beak and.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I'm just like, what is the name? Like, that's a weird. That's a weird ancient name. It's not even.
Yeah, platypus, a weird ancient name. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's still a dinosaur.
It's still a dinosaur. They are the ones that carved the pyramids.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, platypus lays eggs. Who knew?
Yeah.
Next question is, on television, what animal was Flipper?
It was a dolphin.
Yeah, it was a dolphin. Yeah. It was indeed a dolphin.
It was an Australian dolphin.
I'm saying that, wasn't
it? It was an Australian dolphin.
Australian. Oi. Alright, whose band was The Quarrymen?
Oh, The Quarrymen.
Yeah.
If you don't know, then I can't help you.
Yeah. Is that because you don't know either?
Yeah, no. Maybe I do know.
Maybe you do, maybe you don't.
Yeah. But whose band?
Yeah.
So maybe like the lead singer or something?
Which was? Whom?
It was whom?
It was whom? That was his name? Yeah. It was John Lennon.
Was it John Lennon?
Yeah. John Lennon had the Quarrymen. I think that was that before or during the Beatles? I don't know.
I don't know. Can only be before.
Right. I mean, yeah, why would he be holding two bands at once?
Maybe that's why he got shot.
Maybe. Could be. Could be.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you focusing on one band?
Yeah. What happened to the choir, man?
Where's my latest EP? He peeped this cap in your face.
Peep this cap.
Alright, what does... The fuck is this? What does a funambulist do?
There's a person who is phenomenal.
Phenomenal at funambling.
I'm funambling. It sounds like someone who like fumbles or whatever with their thumbs and fingers.
Yeah.
They're just phenumble.
Phenambulist. I don't think I've ever heard this word before.
Me neither. A phenambulist. Sounds like an instrument player.
I was gonna say something music related.
Yeah.
Phenambulist. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. What does a phenambulist do? They walk on a tightrope. A phenambulist walks on tightropes.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Definitely not an instrument.
Definitely not an instrument. Well, I mean, it's an instrument of walking.
Of walking. Yeah. On a tightrope.
On a tightrope, yeah. Okay, next question. These look familiar. What are Bactrians and Dromedaries? I don't understand. I don't remember how these words are related, but like I know that I've seen them paired up before. Bactrians and Dromedaries.
No idea.
No idea. I'm thinking of like hills or something.
Bactrians
and Dromedaries. I don't
no
know.
Idea.
I give up.
Me.
Yeah.
Me as well.
Camels. There are camels. One hump and two humped camels.
Two hump. All right.
Okay, that's why I was thinking of hills. I'm like, these guys, these are
you were thinking about humps.
Yeah, I was thinking about the humps.
Not the pumps, just the humps.
Not the pumps, just the humps. Oh man, who was the king of swing?
The king of swing.
Yeah,
it's the guy who died.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh man, what was his name? Oh yeah, I know. I know his name. Do you know his name?
That's the question. His name.
Forgot his name? Benny Goodman. Now let's see if I'm right. Yeah, I am right. Okay, it is Benny Goodman.
All right.
Now, who starred as Rocky Balboa?
Come on. It was me.
Come on. It was me all this time.
This whole time, I was just dressed up as a Stallone for no reason.
Yeah.
So I could get away with it.
And I would have gotten away with it, too.
Yeah.
If it weren't for this meddling trivia session.
They would have never known.
They would have never known. Okay. I don't know this one at all.
It's Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, it is Sylvester Stallone. Okay, yeah. I guess I should say the answer, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was just so obvious.
It was a given.
It was a given. All right, next question. Yeah, I don't know this one at all. In which war was the charge of the Light Brigade?
That's the one war.
The one war.
Mm-hmm. Where they charged the light.
Oh, really? Yeah. Did they have a brigade to do it?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, only on certain days.
Yeah. On Sundays, no brigades.
No brigades on Sundays.
Yeah.
That's the off day. And you saying that makes me want to say a crusade. I actually don't know, so I guess I'm going to go with crusade.
Which war? I don't know.
Don't know? All right. Here we go. Crimean.
Huh?
I didn't know the Crimean War was a thing.
Oh, the Crimean War.
Yeah. Crimean War in Eastern Europe.
How long ago was that?
That was in 1850s.
Yeah. See, I would have known.
Yeah. I didn't know at all either. Following up. Next question is, what do deciduous trees do?
They decide on how much oxygen is needed. So they're very deciduous.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Writing this down. deciduous trees are the ones that, like, they do or they don't lose their leaves. I think they do lose their leaves in winter. So, like, most trees are deciduous.
Yeah, because they decide to save.
Yeah. Decide to shed their...
to shed their leaves.
Shed their leaves. Grow anew.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's what the answer is. Like, I know that they... Yeah, lose their leaves. But I don't know, like, what is this asking, you know? They produce oxygen too, right? That's something else that they do.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do deciduous trees do? They lose their leaves in winter. That is the answer.
That was it. So damn time.
This whole time, that's what they'd be doing, losing leaves. In golf, see, I already don't know the answer. What name is given to the number three wood?
Three what?
The number three wood, whatever that means.
I don't know
what that means. I don't play golf. I don't know the terminology.
I don't think it's like eagle or par or whatever.
Oh, is that what we're doing? Oh,
I don't know.
I know a birdie is like two, I think.
Birdie, yeah.
Or a birdie is one and an eagle is two. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the name.
Me neither. I don't know what this is.
All right, the number three wood in golf is named spoon. I've never heard the word spoon.
Me neither.
In golf before, ever in my life.
Oh, what does wood mean?
don't know. What is it? The number three wood. Number three wood golf. They had, okay, spoons were named, three woods were named because they had a concave base. So like a spoon. Oh, it's a wood shafted club. Okay, so it's a type of club. Made of wood.
I see.
Okay. That makes more sense. I had no idea.
You're so educated.
Now, I know, right? Learned in new things.
Forget it. 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Now, how many feet are in a fathom?
I don't know about feet.
I don't know about a fathom. I didn't know fathom was a unit of measurement until just now.
I don't know what a fathom is either.
How many feet in a fathom? I don't know. 10?
Infinity, because you can't fathom this.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. All right, how many feet are in a fathom? 6. There are 6 feet in a fathom.
Damn.
Learn something new every day.
I didn't even know what a fathom is.
I couldn't fathom what a fathom was.
Yeah.
Till just now. All right, who was Eric Weiss better known as? I don't know. I don't know who Eric Weiss is.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of Eric?
Eric
with an
Eric's.
H in it. Yeah, yeah.
Heard Eric's. Oh, with an H.
But not Eric.
That's a pretentious Eric.
That's a pretentious Eric.
Eric.
I think it's a German Eric.
Yeah.
His last name is Weiss.
Eric. Eric. Yeah, Eric Weiss.
Eric. All right. Who was Eric better known as? Harry Houdini.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know Houdini had a different name. I thought because it was Harry Houdini, he had a first and last name. So I thought that's what his name was.
It was a stage name.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Never knew. Now I do.
Yeah.
All right. Who sailed in the Santa Maria?
Oh, that was the guy.
That one guy.
The Portuguese guy.
Columbus?
That was Columbus. I don't know if it was... What is the name of the ship?
Was Santa Maria?
Was it Columbus?
I thought that was Columbus, right? Mm. Was Columbus Portuguese?
Yeah. Also was Vasco da Gama.
Mm.
See, you don't know who Vasco is.
No,
right?
I don't. No, I have no idea. No, Columbus was Italian.
Vasco. Yeah, Christopher Columbus was a dodgy guy. Like, he never told the truth.
Also true.
Right.
Like, all right. Who did sail? Who sailed in the Santa Maria? Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
Here we go. Whose okay? Whose nose grew when he told a lie?
James Franklin. Also known as Pinocchio.
Also known as Pinocchio. That's a Pinocchio's a stage name.
Yeah. No, I don't even know who James Franklin is.
I don't know either. I thought you were referring to somebody like maybe like the writer of Pinocchio. I don't know who that is. All right. What does?
Let's see. There's a guy called James Franklin. Yeah, there is a guy called James Franklin.
Yeah, I can imagine. Why wouldn't there be?
He's an African football, American football coach.
American football coach. And a former player himself. All right. Well, James Franklin be lying his ass off.
Yeah.
Now, what does ring around a rosy refer to? I know this one too, actually.
This is something to do with death, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it do. Yeah, it do.
But I don't remember what specifically.
It was a little song made around the time period of the Black Plague.
Right, yeah.
So that's what it refers to, the Black Death.
Yeah.
I'm looking, I just looked at the answer. Yeah, the Black Death is what it's saying. Yeah, bubonic. Now, who has won the most Oscars? I have no idea.
One.
Yeah. Has won the most Oscars. And I don't pay nearly enough attention to know this.
I'm trying to think.
To the Oscars.
Isn't it, what's her name?
Then this what's her name? Be winning everything.
Yeah. What's her name? She had a weird nose.
She had a weird nose.
Oh, she still has.
Who has won? I don't know. I don't know how I can Google this without getting the answer. Who has the nose?
Forgot her name?
Okay. And I just don't know. So, who won the most Oscars? Walt Disney.
Oh. What?
Walt Disney won the most Oscars, I suppose. So, not what's her name.
I don't know what's her name.
No, maybe she's the second most.
Or she's the most nominated, I'm not sure.
Or she's both nominated, could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, could be, just hasn't won the most, but the most nominated, yeah. All right, if you had, how do I pronounce this? Paganophobia, what would you be afraid of?
Paganophobia.
Paganophobia.
So you're scared of pagans.
Pagans. Well, it's P-O-G-O-N, so I'm thinking polio sticks.
Pogo
sticks.
Pogo sticks. I was like, what the hell? Polio sticks.
With a polio stick. Yeah. Hop on my polio stick every day.
Yeah, it's a fear of something, but I don't know.
Yeah. Pogonophobia. I don't know what it is. The emphasis, where the emphasis goes.
Yeah.
I don't know. What would you be afraid of with pogonophobia? Beards. Be afraid of beards.
Wow.
Man. Learning new things about myself. You know? Every day I wake up, see someone with a beard.
God damn. Talking of phobia.
Don't be doing this shit to me. Shave yourself. Man. All right, what in business terms is the IMF?
In business terms, what is the IMF?
Yeah. In the corporate world.
IMF.
I think I remember. Yeah, I was sitting here thinking about it. I think I remember what it is. Think be the keyword there.
Yeah. For some reason, I got international stuck in my head.
International. That's what I'm thinking too. We both got the eyes.
International. No, I don't know.
You know, I'm thinking it's like International Money Fund, or what's the other word for money?
Monetary.
Monetary. Mm. Yes, International Monetary Fund. That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, so what is the IMF in business term? The International Monetary Fund.
I was right.
Yeah. This whole time.
This whole time.
All right. Which country grows the most fruit?
Fruit?
Yeah.
Like in total? Like everything?
Yeah, I guess so. Which country grows the most fruit?
I don't know. That's difficult to say.
I'm thinking I'm actually thinking China. I think China because of the population, because of the landmass, and because they are like the manufacturing kings of the world, essentially, and manufacture everything all the time. Why yeah. wouldn't they grow the most fruit as well?
Well, maybe not just fruit, but I was even thinking not just China, but like something. Like countries that are more, how do you say, tropical.
I see your logic there.
I was thinking, because I know, let's say some countries are famous for their, like, a specific fruit, like, I think, was it Ecuador or something very similar, it's like known for its mango export and
specifically one fruit.
So like in general all fruits, I have no idea. Maybe you're right, maybe it's like China or
be the US too, I suppose. Well, maybe not.
US imports rather than
that's exactly Wait, all right, let's
Costa Rica.
Let's see. Costa Rica could be being a territory. Need to be their own. Was it Puerto Rico? I'm thinking of Duh, American geography skills. Back at it again.
Back at it, yeah.
Yeah. All right, which country grows the most fruit? China. It is China. Damn. I didn't know. That was actually just a guess.
So they grow, but doesn't mean that they export.
Yeah. That is how it's worded. Maybe they just hoard all the fruit for themselves.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Which company is owned by Bill Gates?
Oh, the one.
Yeah, the one.
That one, yeah.
The macro hard.
No, that's the guy with the glasses.
That's the guy with the glasses.
Oh, that's the same guy with the glasses, yeah.
The same guy with the glasses, yeah. Of course, Microsoft, right?
Yeah. Windows, right. Microsoft.
What? Windows, Microsoft. It is indeed Microsoft. What would you do with a Maurice Piper?
The hell is that?
I don't know.
Maurice Piper?
M-A-R-I-S, then Piper. Maris Piper? Maurice Piper?
Never heard of this word.
Is this an instrument? Is this another tightrope?
No idea. Would you do with it though?
What would you do with it? Yeah.
A Maurice
Piper. Is it a food? Would you eat it? Is that what you do with it?
How do you spell it?
M-A-R-I-S.
Uh-huh.
And then the word Piper. P-I-P-E-R.
I want to see restaurants.
And they say, oh, maybe it is food then.
I don't know. Maurice Piper is...
Right, well, what would we do with it? What would we do with a Maurice Piper? Eat it. It's a potato.
That's a potato.
Ah, it's a potato. It's a potato? I've never heard of this before.
Maurice Piper potatoes. Okay.
All right. Well, I guess so. Eating a bunch of potatoes. Oh, man, that reminds me. I actually want to make something with potatoes today. I bought some potatoes.
Yeah, you should make some.
No. Gonna have me some Maurice Pipers today.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Alright, you got time for one more.
Time for one more. Okay. Let's make it a good one. Which question here? Alright. What is the currency of Austria?
That's
it's not euro.
No. I forgot what they were using.
Currency of Austria? Man, isn't it I know it's not a shekel. It's the other way to say the money. A shilling. It's a shilling.
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 Shilling. Shilling shots. Imagine you. Imagine that's how you paid. You have to like put the coins in a slingshot.
Yeah. Shilling.
Fire it at them. Yeah. Shilling. This costs 5 shillings. All right, here you go. Pshing, pshing, pshing. All right, is it a shilling? It is indeed a shilling. All right. So yeah, that was a pretty decent round of trivia. There was a lot more stuff that I didn't know in our compared to our other
ones. Yeah.
Rounds. Yeah. Which I like that more. I don't know, like knowing every question is kind of boring.
Yeah, I didn't know anything today.
Didn't know anything? Yeah.
Maybe a few things, but...
Hey, you knew Spock's blood was green.
Hey, that was just the scientist in me.
The scientist in you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Deducing, making educated guesses.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, we hope that you enjoyed this round of trivia. Let us know what questions that you found incredibly easy. What are the questions that you didn't know the answer to? Give us, you know, let us know what trivia questions you want to see next time we play this.
Yeah.
As always, give us a like, share us around. And yeah, we'll
talk to you next time.
See ya.